听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for joining us today. This month in our Studio Classroom profile, we, as always, feature a person we think you should know about. His name is Tsai Arping, and he is an artist. Tsai Arping's artwork is really special because he brings nature and art together in the form of beautiful jewelry, for one. There are many things in nature that inspire this man's artwork, but Tsai Arping gets especially excited when he sees small crawling creatures. Let's open our magazines now and learn about Tsai Arping, an artist of life. We're on page 20.
Tsai Arping, an artist of life. This artist brings nature and art together. The vibrant colors of the lizard catch her eye as it seems to wiggle and crawl on the lady's sweater. Startled, you look closer and discover that you aren't looking at a real lizard at all. You're looking at a fanciful brooch made of ceramic, wire, and precious stones. You have just been introduced to one of the fanciful creations of Tsai Arping, a remarkable artist who draws his inspiration from creatures of nature. Childhood influences. Insects and lizards like this excited Tsai Arping's imagination in his youth and continue to excite him today.
Hi friends, I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea. Thanks for joining us today for our profile article. We have a very special person to learn about today. His name is Tsai Arping, and he is an artist of life. As your deck says, this artist brings nature and art together. We'll find out how today.
So it sounds like he's combining nature and art to create his artwork. Our article starts off by saying, the vibrant colors of the lizard catch your eye as it seems to wiggle and crawl on the lady's sweater. Now, that sentence has some words that we should probably talk about. First of all, the word vibrant means full of life, doesn't it, Chelsea?
Yes, full of life. Maybe it has a lot of energy. Maybe it's very exciting to the eye. When I think of vibrant colors, I think of very bright colors, maybe bright reds and blues and greens that really pop out, and they are appealing to your eye. So these vibrant colors on the lizard catch your eye as the lizard seems to wiggle. Chip, what does it mean to wiggle?
Well, to wiggle is different from shaking, but if you wiggle, that means that you move quickly and in small movements. Actually, when I see this word, I often think of a worm or something. Worms often wiggle. Or actually, if a little puppy is excited to see you, then the little puppy, the baby dog, will maybe wiggle at your feet.
So we're talking about a lizard here, and we're talking about a lizard that seems to be wiggling on a lady's sweater. That sounds a little startling, as you might see the next line in the text, but you look a little bit closer, and you discover that you aren't looking at a real lizard at all. In fact, Chip, what are you looking at?
Well, our article says that you're looking at a fanciful brooch made of ceramic, wire, and precious stones. Now, I said brooch, Chelsea, even though that word looks like it's pronounced brooch.
That's right. You see the two O's there, and a lot of times that makes the oo sound. But in this case, it is brooch. And a brooch is a piece of jewelry that has a pin on the back of it. Usually ladies wear brooches, and they pin them to their clothes, and they're often very colorful and very beautiful. And that's exactly what this lizard is. This lizard is actually a fanciful brooch. Not a real lizard, but a piece of jewelry.
And this piece of jewelry is made of ceramic, wire, and precious stones, made to look like a real lizard. Well, you've not been looking at a real lizard. You have just been introduced to one of the fanciful creations of Tai Erping, a remarkable artist who draws his inspiration from creatures of nature.
Now let's back up and look at that sentence a little bit more closely. We've been introduced to this creative artist, and it says he draws his inspiration from creatures of nature. Now, first of all, I understand that he's an artist, but when we say he draws his inspiration, we don't mean that he's drawing it with a pencil and paper. He's getting his inspiration from creatures of nature. So, inspiration. He's been inspired by something, right, Chip?
He's getting his inspiration, or we could say that he's getting his passion, he's getting his motivation from creatures in nature. And actually, if we say that creatures in nature have inspired him, or that they are his inspiration, then we're also saying that he's getting his ideas from nature, and those creatures in nature are giving him many good ideas to produce artwork.
Okay, so inspiration is getting an idea for something from something else. Well, it sounds like his ideas and his inspiration started out at a very early age, as the next part of our text is entitled Childhood Influences. Insects and lizards like this excited Tsai Erping's imagination in his youth and continue to excite him today. So it sounds like as a child, Tsai Erping was very interested in nature, and that's what caused him to make things like this lizard brooch.
Right, and often children are especially interested in little creatures. I know as I was a child, I was very excited whenever I would see a lizard or see a small creature, and I wanted to learn more about these creatures. So for young Tai, he was inspired by these creatures in nature.
Well, we have plenty more to tell you about Tsai's inspirations, but right now we're going to visit the chat room and take a break, and then we'll be back. Hi, Ken. What are you reading?
Studio Classroom Magazine. Hey, Ashley, do you have a minute? There's a sentence in today's article that's a little confusing.
Sure. What have you got?
Well, it says here, a fanciful brooch made of ceramic, wire, and precious stones. Shouldn't it be fancy instead of fanciful?
Well, first of all, it's brooch, not brooch.
Brooch?
That's right.
So, it's like to broach a question.
No, that's a different brooch. If you broach a question, that's spelled B-R-O-A-C-H. But this brooch is spelled B-R-O-O-C-H, brooch.
I see. What about fancy and fanciful?
I think we should give this question to Linda since she wrote the article. Let's see what she has to say.
Okay.
Fancy and fanciful may sound similar, but they mean different things. A fancy brooch is one that's expensive or highly decorated. But a fanciful brooch is one that shows invention in design. It's very imaginative.
But fanciful is an adjective of fancy, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And fancy as a noun means imagination.
Oh, so depending on the part of speech, fancy can have different meanings?
That's correct. Another meaning of fancy as a verb is to like something, and the British tend to use fancy this way more than the Americans. So a person might fancy old brooches.
Can I say a certain brooch caught my fancy?
Sure.
Then you're using it as a noun.
Well, thanks for explaining all that.
No problem.
首先注意这个字的发音 B-R-O-O-C-H 读作 brooch brooch 就是胸针还有一个 brooch 要注意 B-R-O-A-C-H 这个 brooch 表示提出一个问题或一个想法比如说 He broached the idea during the meeting 他在会议当中提出了这个想法课文中提到一个 fanciful brooch fanciful 跟 fancy 我们要分清楚如果是一个 fancy brooch 那是一个昂贵的花俏的胸针但是一个 fanciful brooch 是一个很有想象力的具创意的胸针 fancy 这个字呢也可以表示爱好或者喜欢英国人常常会问 do you fancy 某样东西就等于 do you like 某样东西若是一样东西 caught your fancy 就表示捕捉到你的兴趣让你喜欢上它好我们下次图书馆见
Hi everyone, welcome back from the break. Well, creatures like insects and lizards are Tsai Arping's main inspiration when creating jewelry. And that's one reason his artwork is so different. Just take a look at that picture on page 20 and you'll know what I mean. Yes, Tsai Arping is an artist who knows how to bring nature and art together.Before the break, we started to discuss Tsai's childhood influences. Now let's continue to step back in time and learn more about how this man got his start. We'll pick up the reading on line 4.
Tsai Erping, an artist of life.As a child growing up in the 1950s in rural Beigang, in southern Taiwan, Tsai played in the fields surrounding his home. He chased geckos and decorated them with stripes or dots of paint. His father, a medical doctor and artist in his own right, influenced his son a great deal. In fact, one of his father's quotes has become Tsai's theme in life. Live in nature. Live on nature.Live for nature. And that is exactly what Tsai does.
Welcome back. We are talking about Tsai Erping and his childhood influences and inspirations. Now, as a child growing up in the 1950s in rural Beigang in southern Taiwan, Tsai played in the fields surrounding his home.Now, as we're going to find out, it sounds like he did a lot of fun things as he was playing in these fields surrounding his home, things that I can picture a lot of young children enjoying.
Right. Well, our article says that he was growing up in a rural part, rather than an urban part. If he was in an urban area, then he would be in the city. But because he's in a rural area, that means he's out away from the city where there's lots of different creatures, like geckos. And so our article says that he chased...geckos, and then he would decorate them with stripes or with dots of paint. Now, what is a gecko, first of all, Chelsea?
Well, a gecko is a small lizard, and it often has very wide feet, and it makes noises, and sometimes you'll see them running up the sides of walls, maybe even in your home from time to time if you live in a country that's very warm, and they're pretty fun to catch. I know I've played with geckos before, and Chip, I'm certain that you've caught your fair share of geckos
well,
before.
Well, when I was a child, I did like to catch lizards, and actually...Chelsea, you think geckos are pretty cute, don't you?
Oh, I think they are very cute, Chip.
I think they're pretty cute, too. And they catch some of the insects that are in our house. So we like to keep the geckos in our house. Well, Tsai decorated these geckos with stripes or with dots of paint.Now, a stripe is a line that's used for decoration. So often a shirt will have stripes, or maybe a tie will have stripes. Well, he painted stripes on the geckos.
This sounds like something a child would do. It sounds like a lot of fun, very exciting. He actually caught live geckos and painted them. I'm sure his geckos looked very strange to all of the other geckos when they came back with paint all over their bodies. So as you can see, from a very early age, Tsai Erping was very creative and he was a natural artist. Well, it seems like he got this artistic ability from somebody else, Chip.
Right. Our article goes on to say that his father, a medical doctor and artist in his own right, influenced his son a great deal. Well, let's go to Liz in Grammar on the Go and learn more about this sentence.
Hi there, friends. How are you today? My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. I'm here at a local shopping mall, and there are several jewelry stores here. Speaking of jewelry, our article today is about Tsai Erping, a famous artist and jewelry designer. And here's our grammar tip sentence for today. His father, a medical doctor and artist in his own right, influenced his son a great deal. Notice the phrase, in his own right. It's an idiom that means through his own skills or qualifications. So today's sentence just means that his father has the abilities needed to be a medical doctor and an artist. He had natural talent to become an artist. Use this idiom when you want to talk about how someone's accomplishments or position is the result of their own abilities and not because of the influence or help of others. For example, let's say that Paula has become a successful businesswoman through her own abilities and not because she relied on her billionaire father's influence. So we can say, Paula is a successful businesswoman in her own right, rather than through her billionaire father's connections. Or let's say John is the son of a celebrity and he was able to become a singer through his own talent and abilities. So we can say, although John's mother was a celebrity, John is a singer in his own right. If you'd like to look at a few more examples, you can check out today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. So Tai's father was a medical doctor and an artist, so he influenced his son a great deal. Now, in fact, one of his father's quotes has become Tai's theme in life. And what is that quote, Chelsea?
Well, that quote is, live in nature, live on nature, live for nature. So we have several different words here or phrases with the word nature in it. I think an easy way to summarize this would be to say, live surrounding yourself with nature. But maybe we could look at those each a little bit more closely.
Right. Well, first of all, to live in nature is talking about location. Where do you live? Well, you live in nature. Secondly, if you live on nature, that's kind of answering the question, how or in what way do you live? Well, you live as nature provides for you to live.
So, for example, if you have a garden, you might be living on nature. Maybe you have an apple tree. That is nature producing something that provides for you. It provides food for you. So his father was a believer that live in nature, surround yourself with nature, live on nature. That means take advantage of what nature has to offer you. And live for nature. Live your whole life for nature. Make your life all about the beauty that surrounds you, the creativity that we see every day in our lives through nature.
Sure. Live for the purpose of making nature better, or live for the purpose of maybe even protecting nature. And that is exactly what Tsai does. He lives all his life, which is all about nature.
Now, I see here at the top of this page, we have some pictures of some of Tsai's work. I think that might be the lizard that we talk about in the beginning of this article. You can just see how much detail, how much work has gone into that. It is definitely a piece of nature. There's a lizard there, and there seems to be a little bug next to it, and it looks like it would have taken a lot of work to make these things.
He certainly appears to create some very creative artwork. Well, let's learn some more about Mr. Tai's artwork.
When we were in Beigang, we had the distinct privilege of being able to visit Tsai's home. On the second floor, he has a room especially to display his jewelry and other artwork. Here we see scorpions, colorful, fanciful creatures from his imagination. Fish, all different kinds of fish are displayed. Dragonflies in the form of brooches and necklaces and pins. And they are displayed not only on just an ordinary table, but they're displayed among coral reefs, on wood, on other works of art that really bring out the atmosphere that he's trying to create. These other works of art are also all made by Tsai Erping. You can see from his imagination the color and the detail that he's created. Look at the detail with every little piece, the bulging eyes, the coral standing up in little pieces, all of the legs. And we go on to other works of art here that he's created out of stone and wood. They're all placed just so to bring out the fancifulness of his creations.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。这篇文章第一个重点，我们看 vibrant 这个形容词。Vibrant 是指鲜明的或者是明亮的，例如 The vibrant floral arrangement lightens up the hall. 这盆颜色鲜艳的花饰让这个大厅明亮了起来。Vibrant 也指活泼有生气的，例如 Helen is a vibrant girl who's full of energy. Helen 是位活泼又精力充沛的女孩，或者是 New York is a vibrant city. 纽约是个活力十足的城市。接下来我们看的是 wiggle 这个动词。Wiggle 是指扭动或者是摆动，例如 The boy splashed water and wiggled his toes in the creek. 小男孩在溪中拨水又扭动他的脚趾头，或者是 The baby wiggled around in his crib and started to cry. 小 baby 在婴儿床中扭来扭去，后来开始哭了起来。最后我们看的是 stripe 这个名词。Stripe 是指条纹，例如 The black and white stripes found on zebras can fool their predators. 斑马身上所看到的黑白线条可以欺骗他们的猎食者，或者是 The red and white stripes on this shirt remind me of the American flag. 这一件衬衫上的红白条纹让我想起美国国旗。Stripe 也指表示军阶的 V 型的条纹，例如 He has three stripes on his uniform. 他的制服上有三条的 V 型条纹。And I guess that's all for today. Goodbye and take care.
Tsai Erping, an artist of life. This artist brings nature and art together.The vibrant colors of the lizard catch her eye as it seems to wiggle and crawl on the lady's sweater. Startled, you look closer and discover that you aren't looking at a real lizard at all. You're looking at a fanciful brooch made of ceramic, wire, and precious stones. You have just been introduced to one of the fanciful creations of Tsai Erping.A remarkable artist who draws his inspiration from creatures of nature. Childhood influences. Insects and lizards like this excited Tsai Erping's imagination in his youth and continue to excite him today. As a child growing up in the 1950s in rural Beigang in southern Taiwan, Tsai played in the fields surrounding his home.He chased geckos and decorated them with stripes or dots of paint. His father, a medical doctor and artist in his own right, influenced his son a great deal. In fact, one of his father's quotes has become Tsai's theme in life. Live in nature. Live on nature. Live for nature. And that is exactly what Tsai does.
What excites your imagination? If you're Tsai Erping, the answer would be nature. Tsai Arping loves to live in nature, live on nature, and live from nature. Having a close relationship with nature is something Tsai learned from his father. So we could say that Tsai's father had a huge impact on his life. Friends, what or who has impacted your life? Find a friend and use this question and other Talk About It questions to get your mouth moving in English. Tomorrow, we'll continue looking at the life of Tsai Arping, an artist of life. Until then, all of us here at Studio Classroom hope you have a great day. Bye-bye, friends.